Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got what I need.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This song will last forever. This will be a forever song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Twitter question brought to you. What's it about? 20 years old?
If it's lasted this long, it's already lasted forever. No, this is an 80s song.
No.
Late 80s, early 90s? Yeah.
Really? Bismarcky was that long ago?
I think so, yeah.
I was thinking late 90s. Wow.
I think this is late 80s, maybe.
All right. Well, if we had a producer, he'd look it up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Look, he takes shots at us in the top five,
in the text line. I'm all for it, yes.
You know?
What do I take shots at in the top five?
Oh, please.
1989.
You nailed it. Look at that. Congratulations.
Yeah. I bet the text line won't bring that up.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is
brought to you. And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
A positive play. There you go.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more on Sunday, getting a win or the pass game looks great? 88.9% say
go.
A win.
Coming down.
There you go. Yeah,
it's coming down.
I'm going to convince him. Let's get to the, we talked a lot of Eagles so far. Let's get to the Phils, who have 9 games left with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Speaking of Jackie Baseball on the High Hopes podcast.
Oh, where do you have an appearance?
Nope, thanks to Carmine's.
Oh, yeah, they're great. You kidding me?
For their partnership with Miller Lite and High Hopes.
Sir. Yes,
came
sir.
By earlier today. I got a big old arugula salad with some quinoa, Ike.
Yeah, you messed up arugula there. I don't know if you caught that.
I say arugula.
Yeah, that's not how you say it.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to say it?
Arugula.
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 I like arugula.
Well, okay.
You just make it up. Yeah, that's what we do.
Say whatever you want.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But listen, they had some delicious food. Greco wings, hot chicken sliders, cheesesteaks, Greek salad, all that good stuff.
Man.
So head on out to Carmine's in Newtown Square for Phillies games and enjoy $3 Miller Lite bottles. Miller Lights for Phil's wins. First store was in Germantown, you know.
Yes.
So
Ike Reese knows that's what I'm talking about. What a moment. What a moment earlier today.
Yeah, he even said that. Yep. Yes, yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Everybody's in on the joke. Everybody's in on it.
Everyone's in on the joke. So last night, a bit of a stinker.
Yeah, they were due for one.
Yeah. 12 strikeouts from Blake Snell. I mean, either 106 pitches of Fry's arm didn't fall off. I didn't know he was allowed to do that.
Yeah, I looked up in the eighth or something. I couldn't believe he was over 100, and they left him in there.
Still up in eighth?
Yeah. I watched the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I watched the whole game.
Yeah. There's two things.
We said they were going to lose if you stayed up and watched the
game. And that's what happened. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's two things that happened last night that I need fixed before the playoffs start.
Okay.
One, I hate when he puts out a starter after they have a big emotional out in like the seventh inning because there's a lefty up to start the next inning. He did it last night with Otani, where Rob Thompson put Jesus Luzardo back out there when an clearly he felt like his night was over after seven innings. He probably has a bit of a letdown emotionally because he feels like his night out is over. And then he puts him back out there to try to get the leadoff hitter in Ohtani. Like, I just...
You said the same thing last year in the playoffs, even. It was with Jeff Hoffman when they put Hoffman back out.
I hate when a reliever gets big out, emotional out, goes back in the dugout, and has to come back out. There's just a letdown. And you're not as locked in adrenaline-wise.
Yep.
So... He's done it a couple times this year. It happened early in the year with Sanchez. He got burned by it in Pittsburgh. One theory could be he didn't want to put Strom on Ohtani or any lefties because he wants to save that matchup for the postseason so they don't have any eyes on him. But
yeah.
Thompson's never really done that. And the other thing is like, JT's good. Frame the baseball. Like, there was a moment last night.
That low strike, where
he just takes it out of the strike zone.
Yeah.
Stick it. Like, it's just, it comes down to wanting to do it. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do. But he takes some strikes out of the strike zone with the framing thing. By the metrics, I'm not a big metrics guy when it comes to the defensive stuff. He's the worst framer in baseball. Like, sometimes it costs the guys outs. And it's especially the low strikes.
Yep.
And when the postseason rolls around, that kind of thing needs to be fixed.
How does he not know this? Like, how does he not know that he's not doing a great job of framing pitches?
You know what's interesting is, I think Anthony Sanfilippo posted it maybe a month and a half ago, that the Phillies, second only to the Dodgers, have been cost more runs by umpire mistakes than any team in baseball.
I can believe that.
So I was thinking, remember, I went on a tear, and I'm not a ref guy or an ump guy, but I went on a tear for a while saying, these are the worst umps I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But... it's always, now that you're saying that, and it happened last night, now that Jack mentioned that about framing, it's almost always a low strike that they're not getting.
Right.
And you're watching it, and there's the box. And now that, and Jack sent me the stats last night because he was complaining about that low strike that Lizardo didn't get. And by the way, the low strike that Lizardo didn't get might have been a little bit low, but still, it's always that pitch, even if it's right at the strike zone.
And the thing is that the reason that they go to the one knee is to get up under the baseball and bring it back into the strike zone. Like,
well, so what's he doing?
I think it's want to. Like, I think I don't know if he's consciously thinking about it.
Man, give me Ben Davis on the line.
We need to call Ben?
Yeah, Ben, a catcher.
We could probably impromptu call Ben, and he might be listening.
I would like to tell you. After you finish up,
let's call Ben. I got my own little report here. Yeah. Then we'll get to the Ben Davis catching report.
I was joking
report.
When I said
no,
that.
No, I said serious. We're not joking around on this freaking thing, Ike. Jeez. The one seed's pretty much dead. I mean.
Well, it's 2.5 games.
It's 3.5.
Oh.
I thought it was 2.5.
With the tiebreaker. Makes 3.5. There's 9 games left.
Oh, they have the tiebreaker.
Yes. Yeah, so. Yeah. They won the season series 7-5. No, they haven't played it yet. 2-4. Oh, 2-4 it was?
Yeah, the Phillies won 2
only
out
2
there.
Series. Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
And the Phillies got swept here.
Yep.
So it's pretty much dead. Pretty much dead.
Mm.
I mean, there's 9 games left.
4-2.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2-4.
He's never going to back down. Go ahead. Keep trying.
All right, it's 4-2.
Alec Bohm can be a free agent after this year.
He confused me when he said that.
Saying that was their record against the Brewers this year.
Okay, 4. Yes, all right. You're saying it from the Phillies perspective.
Yes, 2-4.
2-4, yes.
Yeah.
Cripes.
But you don't lose a series 2-4.
If you lose a season series 2-4.
No, you lose it 4-2. 4-2.
All right. Anyway.
He's not conceding.
He's not
conceding.
This is not even me being a baseball elitist. Anyway, the Phillies against the Dodgers starts the series 0-54. And they struck out 24 out of 56 plate appearances.
So that is a little concerning.
Now, hold on. They won.
They late against relievers.
Look, they won when it counts.
Oh, is that what we're doing here?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. They can hit when they need to hit.
Got you. Winning is all that matters. I got you.
No, but it is.
Yep. Touche.
They have had a problem against really good pitching this year. Now, on the contrary, like, really good pitchers are really good pitchers for a reason, you know? So, but it is something that. To keep an eye on. You can't always expect to come back late with fireworks.
You said you had that concern at the beginning of the year. If I were to make an excuse for the Phillies, they played 15 straight games. They won the series. They, you know,
sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. I'm good with it. I'm just saying for if we meet them in the playoffs, that's certainly going to be a stat that's brought up.
Well, here's the thing. Yamamoto's a good pitcher. Blake Snell's a good pitcher. Shohei Ohtani's a good pitcher.
I think they might use Ohtani
In relief.
They might use him in relief.
Yeah, yeah. He said he's willing to play the outfield. So, because if he goes into a game...
Could you imagine? Now he's going to play the outfield?
Now he's going to play outfield too?
Well, if he is a DH, they can't use him as a reliever in that game. He would have to be already in the field. So the only way they can use him as a reliever and have him hit is if he's in the game already.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's why he's willing to play outfield like a big boy, to play the field like a real baseball player.
Well, he's pitching too.
Once every 5 days.
Pitching well. Right. And then final thing here, the morning show asked this question this morning. I wanted to bring it to you guys. Is Rob Thomson safe no matter what? I mean, if they lose in the NLDS.
Yes.
Is he safe?
I don't think he's going to get fired. I think, yeah. I think he's safe.
Yes.
I think it is a fair question.
Absolutely a fair question. Yes.
You know, I saw some people get upset. Hey, people have gone from the Phillies are never going to win the World Series to now, if you even question anything, they get mad. I think given the way we reacted to losing in the NLDS last year and the sameness that we had, it is a fair question. I think Rob Thomson has adjusted this year. He is a really good manager. I think he's safe. But I think it is a 100% fair question to ask if they don't win in the NLDS.
I totally agree with that. And for me to even have a different outlook on this, he would have to be the reason they lost in the NLDS.
Which is almost impossible.
With bad moves or something of that nature. So, yeah, I don't see it. The way he's managed this year, I don't think they are where they are without Rob Thomson. And some of the things he's done this year as a manager. We ask him to make difficult decisions. He's done that. He's been more willing to get uncomfortable. Because when you're a manager or coach that all your players love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You almost don't want to bother that.
No.
But he had to this year.
Yes.
He had to do some different things, and I believe that's a big reason why they are where they are. So, to me, it would have to be egregious that it's him. Because I'm looking at these players. First and foremost,
100%.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I give him credit for if they had the same number of wins, 91 wins they have now, and they play the exact same way, but he hadn't done anything different.
Right.
I would have a different feeling.
Sure.
He knew he had to handle
this
season different.
He's actually contributed to the winning this year.
I believe so.
Yes.
And I believe he knew he needed to act differently. 215-592-9494. One thing.
Plus, you make the playoffs 4 straight years.
Yes.
Who the hell are we hiring as the manager?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know. I thought about.
That's what I mean.
Well, Jim Leland.
I thought about a similar situation, and the most similar situation I could think of was Tom Thibodeau. So Tom Thibodeau goes to coach the Knicks, brings them back to the best seasons they've had in decades, ends up losing in the second round again.
That's what it would have been
like, That is the most similar thing I could think. They thought they couldn't get over the hump with him, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, I thought that was a bad move.
I was for that move because I don't think he's a championship coach.
But I agree.
Yes.
I don't think he's a championship coach.
But it was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Especially just go hire Mike Brown, another, whatever. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. You need to do something about your windows and doors, and Guida can do it for you. They have been helping people in the Delaware Valley replace their old drafty windows and doors for decades. There's a reason they're the go-to around here, and you will find out that reason. I got brand new windows, new doors from Guida. You can too right now. Their buy one, get one half off sale is going on. It is exactly as it sounds. You buy one thing, buy a door, get another door half off, buy a window, okay, get another window half off, but you can mix and match. Buy a window, get a door half off, so on and so forth. And you can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. This is a limited time offer. There are restrictions. How can you get all of the information? Well, quite simply, you call 877-GO-GUIDA, get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
I will be calling Guida.
For what?
The doors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I'm serious.
Well, you got to call somebody else on your doors, actually.
You're right.
You got to call Emmons on your doors.
Yes, yes, completely.
Yes.
Ooh, boy. Yeah.
This is, by the way, they will take care of it for you. This is me just being, this is, you owe me one?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
They are good people.
They are great people.
That'd be great, Rotella.
Yes.
All right, just keep it moving.
All right, 215-592-9494.
That was unsolicited.
Yes.
And it was wrong.
Yep. So, got your back. Herb from
Appreciate
the Northeast. Yep, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Ike Reese, what's happening, brother?
Herb, what's going on, brother?
Ike Reese, we're coming, baby.
Whoa, slow
Monday,
down.
Ooh, boy.
Whoa,
I'm looking at a three-star.
Herb.
We got
this early in the day?
Sunday. Hear me, bro.
Okay.
I hear you.
We got some blitzing we got to do, and we got to get to the quarterback. You know what I'm talking about.
Are you singing, her?
46.
There we go.
46 power. Did you take a gummy today?
46 defense.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Okay, that's go. Buddy stuff. Buddy was 46
here
defense,
go.
Right? Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Feeling good today,
Ryan
Herb.
Falcons coming in. Sack, sack, sack. Let's go.
Yes. You must have had some rice with tuna on it before you called.
Nah, I'm over here at the gym waiting for my friend Eddie Gus to get over here.
Oh, I know Eddie.
Yeah, you know Eddie?
Yeah, we go back.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Eddie
or not.
Had two restaurants, you know, on 17th and 18th and JFK. He had Bassett's Turkey, and then he had some place like Filet Mignon Steaks or something they made.
Mm.
So, you know.
All right.
But,
oh, you're losing energy now, Herb. Pick it up. Pick it up.
We got the tight end. Goddard's in the game now. He practiced yesterday.
He's questionable, but yes.
Okay. He's going to get the ball, and it's going to open up everything else for everybody else, and that's it. Okay?
Double right.
Tight end. Here we go. Right, left, motion. I want to see a lot of motion today. This Sunday.
Pre-snap. Little pre-snap motion.
Yep. Pre-snap,
yeah,
post-snap, pre-snap, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I want to see him going left and going right. Here comes Eddie. He just walked in.
Oh, hey, yeah. Tell him
Eddie.
I said hi. Tell him
Yo,
I said hi.
Mike Eskin. I'm right on right now.
You guys are close.
Come on, Eddie.
Yeah, we go
Eddie's
back.
Right here.
I don't know if you know.
Eddie,
he had two restaurants.
Putting him on the air, I think.
Say hello to WIP. He's probably hearing.
Good man. Gussie man here with Herb.
Yeah.
Trying to get Herb to do a little workout, but, you know, he's here.
Yeah, good
on
luck
the phone.
With that. Yeah.
Let me ask you, could you tell us something about Herb that we don't already know? Could you tell us a secret about Herb?
I want to be with them this weekend.
Shoot.
Hey, Spike, did you get the video of Herb working out? I sent it.
I did. The
yes.
one that you sent to Pete?
Pete, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He sent a video of Herb working out to Pete Cherokee. Pete sent it to me.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
Herb doing?
Well.
But did you see the weight he's using? He's struggling with a 10-pound curl.
You got to get him.
Killing me.
Well, maybe it's a testosterone thing.
Tell him like 25 years ago what I lifted. I don't have to.
Hey, Spike, that's 25 years ago.
25
Spike,
years
ago. Make sure 25 years ago, Ike was knocking people off the field.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike, make sure you get Rick Tockett on.
Okay.
Wow, that's
sure.
a third person.
Another, he's wearing a
that was somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people
what
are on this phone call?
On down there?
Yeah.
All right, boys. Okay, let's get them. I'm predicting the score right
okay.
here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
All right.
Eagles 34, Rams 24.
Okay, I'll take it.
34-24, okay, we got it.
Real quick, Herb, real quick, just from a strategy standpoint, do you want the Eagles to go right and go left?
Right angle left, what do you mean?
No, right and left, go to the right, go to the left, go to the right, go to the left, mix it up, like you said.
I want to see movement. Man.
Okay, all right.
So they draw the linebackers, whoever's covering, they gotta go on to draw the D backs, whoever's got this guy, that guy, you gotta move around, man. I want to see the playbook. Open it up.
Let's go.
Stop playing around.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Open up the playbook.
Can we give Kevin Petullo your phone number?
Give him a couple flea flicker. You know, give him
a couple of them. Interesting.
Maybe Statue of Liberty play? What about Statue of Liberty?
I want to see Jalen roll out.
Yes.
And throw to the tight end.
Bootleg.
Boom.
Little bootleg.
You know, I want to see. That's right. Bootleg. That's
Can we give Kevin Petullo your number if that's okay?
Anything you want
to
do.
Okay, and your email address. What's your email address again?
You know the email. HerbBaseball23@Yahoo.
There we go. HerbBaseball23@Yahoo. Okay.
Are you answering these emails?
So, when you talked to Baldy.
Yes.
Did you talk to him already this week? Right?
Yes, we gave him your number. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I just tried to call his email. I just tried to send him an email, and some guy's answering it that it's he's saying, like, this ain't the football player. Somebody else.
Oh, you got a different Brian Baldy.
Are you about to get catfished?
And I called NFL Network.
Oh, great.
Yesterday and today, and there's no answer, and then it hangs up.
Yep.
No answer.
His email address is baldybaseball23@yahoo.com.
Yeah, it ain't baseball.
Oh, right.
It's supposed to be Brian Baldinger.
No.
We're not doing that, Herb. Christ.
Okay, all right, Herb. All right, buddy. We got to go. All right. Thank you, Herb. Holy moly.
That was long.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one. Herb's last call was not a great one.
No.
That was actually, take him right, take him left, 46.
And
blitz
like eight,
him, baby.
Eight guys in that phone call.
Yes. Friend Eddie.
Yeah, he must have brought everybody in the gym over there.
Yep.
Was it a restaurant?
I don't know. His friend used to own restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a gym. Coming up next, the great Mike Mayock joins us. Somebody has given us the hint that there might be some fireworks in this Mayock call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mike Mayock joins us. We will talk to him about the friggin' offense again. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels. Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.